Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Aixin Jiu Lobei.
I'm Wang Ying.
Our top story of the night. The Shenzhou 16-man spaceship was launched atop a Long March 2F carrier rocket from Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center at 9:31 a.m. today, sending three astronauts to the country's space station, according to the China Manned Space Agency. Zhang Yue has more.
A send-off ceremony for Jing Haipeng, Zhu Yangzhu and Gui Haichao was held at 6:42 a.m. at the launch center.
所有指挥长同志，我们奉命执行神舟16号载人航天飞行任务，准备完毕，是否出征？请指示。航天员景海鹏，
航天员朱阳柱，航天员。
2 minutes later, the crew set off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
At 9:31 a.m., the rocket blasted off. About 10 minutes after liftoff, the spacecraft separated from the carrier rocket and entered a predetermined orbit. All three astronauts are in good condition.
整体的任务进行的特别顺畅。
The mission went smoothly. I think adequate preparation in the early stages and reliable product quality are crucial to the mission's success.
The spaceship docked to the space station's core module this afternoon. The three astronauts will remain aboard the space station for 5 months to complete science experiments, maintenance, and a spacewalk. They are also replacing the three astronauts of the Shenzhou 15 mission, who are scheduled to return to Earth in early June. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Live.
Chinese State Council and Minister of National Defense Li Shangfu will attend the 20th Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. The Ministry of National Defense made the announcement at the news briefing yesterday. Zhang Hong tells us more.
Tan Kefei, spokesperson for the Ministry of National Defense, said Li will give a speech at the event. He will also hold meetings with leaders of the Singaporean government. While responding to the U.S. claim of destroying its chemical weapons stockpile by this autumn, Tan said China urged the United States to take concrete actions to fulfill its commitments and adhere to the Chemical Weapons Convention.
Since the Chemical Weapons Convention came into effect 26 years ago, over 99% of the world's chemical weapons stockpiles have been eliminated. 7 out of the 8 countries that declared chemical weapons stockpiles have completed the destruction of their chemical weapons. The United States is the only country that still has a chemical weapons stockpile.
Tan also said the progress of destruction of Japan's abandoned chemical weapons in China is severely lagging behind. He said China urges Japan to enhance its sense of urgency and step up actions to ensure these abandoned chemical weapons are destroyed in a safe and thorough manner as soon as possible. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Yesterday, New Development Bank successfully issued an 8.5 billion yuan bond in the China Interbank Bond Market, well above its previous record for an issue, which was 7 billion yuan. The bank is accelerating its support for developing nations, and that was at the core of its 8th annual meeting, which opened today at its headquarters in Shanghai. The host country this year is China. Our reporter Zhang Shixuan was at the plenary session this morning.
Member country leaders and the president of the New Development Bank reiterated their goal of becoming a major international supporter of sustainable growth among developing nations, as well as increasing cooperation among the member nations of the bank itself.
Especially for some fundraising projects, we will seek closer cooperation with our member countries, which enhances our diversity. These countries have their own characteristics and functions, representing new financing and resources. So we welcome them regardless of size to strengthen our fundraising ability.
The New Development Bank was established by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, the BRICS nations, in 2015. And since then, it has been expanded to include more members, Bangladesh, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt. So what's the attraction of the multilateral development bank?
Since it gathers very important countries from the south, who are willing to join their hand in the setting of a financial institution which objective will be mainly to sustain the development in different countries, mainly in the developing world. Algeria is giving a great consideration to this bank, and we will try as best as we can to cooperate with this financial institution for the benefit of all.
Since its establishment, the bank has approved 98 projects for a total investment of $33.2 billion.
The theme for this annual meeting is Shaping the New Era for Global Development. The meeting will focus on the current and future global development issues and perspectives, and on how the bank could contribute to shaping a new era in development for BRICS and other emerging economies and developing countries.
I'm from India. I'm a chartered accountant. People from different countries now meet and share their expectations. In today's world, you have to work together. I think it's more required now with the environment around. So I think this is a good forum where we can come together, find out solutions to the global problems. There's a lot more potential to work together.
This bank has always aimed at promoting inclusive development for the BRICS countries as well as emerging partners. So this is also a major goal for our unit in partnerships development in the International Labour Organization. So that is why I'm here to attend this meeting and see how we could cooperate to work together for the development of the emerging countries.
This is the first face-to-face annual meeting of the new development bank in 3 years. Financing discussions also included the topic of promoting the national currencies of member countries. That's already fairly high, with cumulative approval loans denominated in the national currencies of member countries standing at 21.5% at the end of the first quarter of the year. 张淑雪 Money Talks.